Let's talk with a guy who hails from Bowman, North Dakota, Jim Sabby of Pipers. How you doing, Jim?
Hey, not too bad. And yourself? All I know is we are dry and can't get any moisture.
Boy, and now you said you visited with folks back home. You're in Steele, North Dakota at the Mid-America Auction Center. But you said you visited with folks back home. You got a little snow in Bowman this morning?
Yeah, they had a little last night over the night period, but I just saw that the reporting came in at 3/100 of moisture.
Oh, wow. That's not even enough to settle the dust out there on the butte.
No, they say it's blowing dirt again today, even after that little bit of moisture. So it's getting kind of serious for us now out west.
Yeah, and yesterday the governor declaring a drought emergency, and we've got the livestock water program available. But, yeah, now if we get some snow on Monday or Tuesday, you'd even take that, wouldn't you?
I would take a foot of snow or 2 foot of snow because we know it's going to melt right away. And it'll go straight into the ground. You know, our ground wasn't even froze this winter. So it'll soak it up so fast. And within 3 days, you wouldn't even know we had any snow the way it is on our country.
Yeah. And something about that snow on small grains, man, they just liven up after that.
They do. You know, it's got some good nitrogen in it. And we always like to see that because it'll add good soil health and kind of keep things rolling. And that moisture seems to seep into the ground and just keep going. So we're always hoping for a good wet spring snowstorm. I know guys calving kind of balk at it, but the old saying goes, if we have a blizzard and I lose a couple of calves just to get green grass, we'll do that.
Yeah, Ed, amazing that we got to pay the piper.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, you guys have been busy at Pipers doing auctions. I understand you had an awesome Lichty auction.
We did Jamestown, North Dakota, just a couple miles south of town, but fantastic John Deere equipment and 2016 models. And, you know, they went all over the United States with this equipment. And you know, we're seeing that at all of our sales that there's such a shortage of tractors and even combines and certain type of combines, but planters that it's going all over the country, and which is kind of nice to see. Because sometimes trying to sell $2 million worth of equipment within a 60-mile radius is kind of tough. But when we're seeing, you know, we had nice crowd on hand, but we had over 500 people online that day.
Wow.
And it was just it was a cold, miserable day, I will say that. But, you know, we got through it, but it was a fantastic sale. And we had another great one up in Bowdoin, North Dakota yesterday. The numbers we're seeing are far exceeding expectations of a lot of this equipment in prices.
Now, you say you're selling $2 million worth of farm equipment, you're talking three combines and a disc, right?
You know, it was kind of funny. We had three tractors at Lichty sale brought over $200,000 apiece. One planter brought 150, two combines. One was at 197, and the other one was at 170 some thousand.
Wow.
So it doesn't take long to build up. You know, it doesn't take a lot of equipment to get a long ways for dollars wise, and everything else is kind of a bonus. But you know, we sold a Salford vertical tillage unit for over $50,000. We sold a chisel plow for over $50,000 that day, and so we're seeing needs of a lot of different equipment, really good equipment out there that a lot of dealers don't have on hand, and we're seeing that. We've even sold to some places out in Ohio that's a dealership, and he was short tractors and needed tractors.
Wow.
And so they came clear to Jamestown and bought some tractors that day, and it's really nice to see the interest in all this farm equipment.
The law of supply and demand, obviously demand is there for sure. So, all right, well, you're at Steele, North Dakota. We drive by on 94 and looks out. That's a very impressive facility. I understand you got an auction coming up early next week.
We do. On Thursday, we've got a fantastic lineup of farm equipment. Not a lot of construction equipment, but stuff everybody can use, a telehandler and scrapers and stuff like that. But everything is farm equipment at this sale and a lot of nice vehicles. But we have a Miller sprayer here that come from a friend of mine up in Bowdoin, North Dakota, a classmate, but a great farmer, take care of everything. And he bought a new one and thought he'd bring his nice Miller sprayer down here to sell. And then we've got a lot of really fantastic tractors and corn planters and tillage units again and some older trucks. And then we've got a real nice 2005 Kenworth W900 truck here that's just pretty. I mean, everybody'd be looking at you going down the road in that thing because it is that nice. So a lot of equipment. We also have a lot of offline that day. A lot of stuff guys are cleaning out their shops and want to get rid of. So there's a lot of things, and we have a liquid fertilizer unit sitting here that I know the gentleman I looked at retail now on is about $55,000. This guy bought it a few years ago, and is getting rid of it. So we have something for everybody at this sale between lawnmowers, golf carts, four-wheelers, ammunition, and then a lot of tools, and then all of a sudden we get into the big equipment. So it's going to be a fantastic day here in Steele, North Dakota.
When you said ammo and tools, you had everybody on. So what's the – we forgot the date already. When is it?
April 15th. And I'll get back to the ammo in a minute, but we had one gun yesterday on the sale. It was a 44 pistol, beautiful. It was handcrafted. It was number 12 of 100. And we had the thing valued, so we knew what it should bring before the auction. And that thing sold for $2,300 yesterday. It was one of those you keep in a display case. You're not going to take it out and shoot it. But so between guns, ammo, and tools, it's unbelievable what those things are bringing. So we can tell somebody that, you know, normally this is what things will bring. Anymore, it's anybody's guess just because of the atmosphere out there. It's for being in a drought, people are still pretty positive. You know, we're a little concerned. Farmers and ranchers, or farmers especially, they say, well, you know, we can get an inch of rain and kind of get things going. But it's the guys with the cows that are really hurting because of the pastures and the hay situation, being there is none in the upper Midwest. And those are the guys that are a little bit worried and very conservative. But everybody else is out buying in full force because they know they can't get stuff at the dealerships.
Yeah. The steel prices and steel shortage and all that is also a big concern. And another reason that these auctions are so popular and so successful. So, hey, if somebody wants to have an auction, they should contact you, right?
You know what? You bet. Just give our office here in Steele, North Dakota, a call. Darren Peterson is the rep there. Or you can call our Bowman office, and we'll get you lined up with somebody at 701-523-7366. Or you can go to pifers.com, and you can check out all our upcoming sales. And if you want to see what prices have been bringing on all these auctions, just keep scrolling down on our auction page on the machinery auction one, and it'll come to the completed sales. So you can kind of say, okay, this is what things are bringing. We have all the prices listed right there, what everything's bringing. So, again, 701-523-7366 is the Bowman office, and you'll talk to Andy, John, myself, Jim, and or Allie will probably answer the phone and direct you in the right direction.
And why should Kevin get all the calls, right?
Well, you know what? Our Bowman office is in charge of all the machinery auctions now, along with steel. And Kevin kind of turned that over to us and said, you guys run that. But if you call Kevin Pfeiffer, he'll tell you to give us a shout, or he'll have one of us give you a call. But you can give him a call, too, also at 701-238-5810. And he'd be glad to let you know that we can come and help you out.
Gotcha. All righty. Jim Sabby, Pfeiffer's. Thank you very much for the visit. We've been praying for rain. We got some. We're going to keep praying for rain for you guys out west.
Well, thank you very much, and we just hope we have a great spring and a great year for all the farmers and ranchers.
And that means, if the pastures straighten out and all that, that means deer hunting around Bowman will be pretty good this fall.
And the pheasant hunting.
Oh, yeah.
We're seeing more birds out there now than we ever have, and that's one thing a spring storm will take care of. It'll hurt the pheasant population, but I guess if we got to lose a few pheasants to get moisture, we're going to be all right.
That's always riding the fence on that for sure.
Yeah.
So, all right, yeah. Jim, have a great weekend and an awesome sale next week. Take care.
All right, thank you, and you have a good week.
I will. You the same.